Zeg en Schwes, Avi Mur, Jacob Yisrael Pilchus, Zeg en Schwes, Daniel Shane, Mas Yeshua Falak. Okay, I wish everyone a good Lag BaOmer. And I welcomed Rabbi Levi. Of course, we haven't been together on the Zoom for some time, so we welcome you. Okay. Parshas Behar. He sold this amuna of a mitzvah shemitah. Because he is shemitah, so he can't miss out on Parshas Behar shemitah. And Abba Hashem and Moshe Behar Sinai. Lamor. Bear Beis Romata Lev Kisavo La'orz Hashem Yusol Lochem Bishof Sahor Shabbos Lashem. Shemitah is Shof Sahor Shabbos Lashem. So, and we know the pasuk says that Klal Yisrael went into Golus. You know, the years that they didn't keep for the Shemitahs that they didn't keep. And we know the Rashi says Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai Lo Kol Mitzvos Nemu Misinai El Ma Shemitah Nemu Klal Osev Prosev Dikter Misinai. Just like Shemitah, all the details were given on Har Sinai, so too everything else. So we have to understand the significance of Har Sinai to that. Okay, so the Chasam Sofer on page 4 in the Drashos writes like this: Ine ata tichlo shana v'kilosea shnas kol roshi l'choli. Tovkuth nun aleph is a Shemitah year apparently. And he's giving the drasha on that year. It says kasher yadanu mirov cholinu b'vaseinu rabim sha'over aleinu. And there are all the things that happened that year. In the next year, in Tav Kuf Nun Beis. So it could be the Tav Kuf Nun Beis with the Shnas Shemitah, and the Tav Kuf Nun Aleph is not. The Rambam is lanu ki lo b'mikra mazal kara lanu kol ma sha'over aleinu. He says anything that happens, maybe you can look on your phone to see what happened. That yeah, so Rabbi Goldstein is saying in 1792 after the French Revolution. So he says, "Vinesh nas shmita l'rami is lano ki lo b'mikra mazal kara lano kol mash over aleinu hizel kol pri hashmita lo dia kel Hashem arts." The whole concept of shmita is to tell us that Hashem is the he owns the land. It's his. Israel, lo Yesof. In other words, he's telling us what to do. In other words, even though he tells us, don't be Zorea, and you might think you're not going to have anything. If you hockey, asa tzvul shaloshanu, b'teva hamazolos. But yet, the miracle is going to happen, and the. And we're going to have 3 years of produce. Shavtar Shabbos Lashem. Kogmo, page 5, Yisrael, B'Shemitah Gol. But when Klal Yisrael is Hoygame in the Shemitah, then they go into Golos. Ksiv Halachtem Imi Keri. What's the Pshat? Ki HaKoyfer B'Shnas HaShemitah Tola Atzmo B'Mikre U'Mazah. There was a person's kosher shnas hashmita, so then he doesn't believe in the hashkacha. So everything's up to chance. Hashomra, as I call Hashana, yeshlo din yom kip. Wow. He says, if you're shomer shmita, then you have an extra hashkacha here. Whereas if you're not shomer shmita, so everything's up to teva, everything's up to chance, everything's up to happenstance. If you show me Shemitah, it's an unbelievable thing. He says the whole year has a din of Yom Kippur, which means that Yom Kippur has an extra hashkacha. Like just on Yom Kippur, Hashem is judging the world. Hashem is being mechaper. There's more hashkacha on Yom Kippur than the. And he says only the Chasam Sofer says such a thing. The Chasam Sofer says Shenikra Yom Kippur is Nikra Shabbos, right? So what's the why is Shemitah like Yom Kippur? The Shemitah Gematria Shin Samach Dal, right? Shemitah is the Gematria of 364. And what's the significance of 364? Moshe Omru, Shin Samach Dalad Yomei Islei Rishus. In other words, the Satan has Rishus to start up 364 days in the year, but on Yom Kippur, he doesn't have Rishus. Islei Rishus Levad Me'ahu Yom. So Shemitah is the numerical value of Shin Samach Dalad to remind us that Shemitah is the Zman of Shin Samach Dalet, which means that Shin Samach Dalet is a remnant of Yom Kippur, because it's Shin Samach Dalet days that they can't, that the Satan can't start up a Fuke, that one day that he could start up, rather, but he could start up with us Shin Samach Dalet days, but the one day of the year as Yom Kippur, he can't. So Shemitah is Shin Samach Dalet to be merames, that Shin Samach Dalet means teach you that there's one day that's off limits for the Satan. And that's just, and Shemitah is remiss to the Shin Samach Dalet, meaning the opposite of the Shin Samach Dalet, the day not part of the Shin Samach Dalet. The Shin Samach Dalet means, and there's another day that's not part of the Shin Samach Dalet, and that's Yom Kippur. And Shemitah has that status of Yom Kippur, because if we service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has extra Shemira, so the whole year is like a Yom Kippur. So Meredith a thing that the Chasam Sofer say. Whole year is like a Yom Kippur. And that's what the Pasuk says in page 7, Sheshonim Tizras HaSech, Masaftos Tvasa, Vashvish, Nishpetenim, Kashta, etc. So it's interesting. It says that Shemitah, you know, is mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, right? And then Shvi'is Tishmetem and Tashta. But in Parshas Kisisa, what does it say? Sheshes Yom Mitavod VeYom Hashvi Tishkos VeChorishu VeKotzir Tishkos. And Chorish of Kotzir, Chazal learned that's referred to Shemitah, but Tosefta Shemitah. So the Chasam Sofer points out in Parshas Mishpatim, Shemitah is said beferish, Ashviyis Tishmutena. In Parshas Kisisa, Shemitah is mentioned beremes, the Chorish of Kotzir Tishpos. So what's this idea? That Shemitah is mentioned in Mishpatim beferish and Kisisa in Remes. So he quotes the another word. There's a tremendous things from the Chasam Sofer and Shemitah. So he says like this: the Payit, page 11, the Parshas Parah, and it says Merkava El Yona, Adam Aryeh Shor Nesher. That's the Merkava El Yona, by the where the Shechina is. Merkava Tachtona, Beis Hamikdash, Eitz Erez, Melech Milonos. So he says like this: Hinei kshechotu be'egel, when Klal Yisrael sinned in the Chet Ha'egel, upogmo b'shor shebe'merkava. As they caused the pagam in the shore. That was one of the picture of the shore is by the Merkava. The Nepach l'kruv. The Mar Chagiga Yugimel on the base. That what? That so the shore. What is Kruv? Kruv is a little cherub. So when they sinned in the Chet Ha'egel, that big shore was diminished in the Merkava. So now the big shore that used to be on by the Merkava is a little tiny thing. And therefore, it needed eris. Eris is the cedar wood that's in the next. You know, the Beis Hamikdash was made from eitz eris. So now the little kruv needed to make a union together with eris, and kruv eris is gematria tof lamed vav. That's 436. And so the little kruv is now with the eris is 436. But what's the shore? What's the shore? Is how much? Is 506. So, and how? So the what's the differential between shore and kruv eris? Is what? 70. Okay. Nisha mokum samoel bachshilam b'shvius b'shmitos. So he says an unbelievable thing that the Klal Yisrael is not protected anymore. And therefore, since they were playing game in the shore, so now they're, you know, so what happened? Because they worship the eagle. So now they're diminished by 70. And what does that represent? That's seven, multiple sevens. Multiple 70 is multiple sevens. Meaning that they were nichshol in the Shemitah because of that. Because it makes sense. In other words, the Shemitah is you believe in Hashkach. And when you had served the Egel, that was a chisara. And we know there were 70 years of Golos. Can I give the 70 years that they didn't keep the Shemitah? Al kein sof parshas mishpatim. See, mishpatim, the end of mishpatim, where we saw the Chet HaEgel, where we saw Shemitah, was kodem Chet HaEgel. So then Shemitah was said, Hashvi'is befeirush, because they weren't playing him yet in the Egel. So they had a full connection to Shemitah. Hashvi'is tishmetanam tashta, but parshas kisisa is achar HaEgel, memra Shemitah. So then, they were much weaker then, and the Shemitah was diminished, and they didn't have that hashkacha, so they didn't keep Shemitah the way they were supposed to. So Shemitah is just mentioned after Chet HaEgel. Shemitah is just mentioned beremez b'charishu v'katzir tishbos. Rak beremez b'charishu v'kedarash v'tosefesh shvis, and that's the idea that Shemitah is a tremendous kayach that Klal Yisrael has. Chasam Sofer says, you keep Shemitah the whole year, you're holding by Yom Kippur the whole year. Keep Shemitah, you're holding by Yom Kippur the whole year. Where is it? Then there's another chazal that the Chasam Sofer speaks about. It's about Bayamim Ahim, Esther, Kesheves HaMelech HaChashverosh, Al Kisei Malchuso. So, and the Medrash Rabbah on page 14 connects that by Yomim Mahem to the Pasuk of the Chabia. By Yomim Hahema Reisi Bihuda Dorchim Gitos B'Shabbos. Meaning that Klal Yisrael, when we Mechal Shabbos, they were pressing the grapes, the leaves on Shabbos. They were violating Yisuri Daraisa on Shabbos. And that's what caused the Chazal say the Gzeiros of Purim, because Bayomim Ahim Reisi Bihuda Dorchim Kitos B'Shabbos, and that's the connection of Bayomim Ahim Kesheves HaMelech Achashverosh. That's the pasuk here on page 16. Bayomim Ahim Reisi Bihuda Dorchim Kitos B'Shabbos. So the Chasam Sofer says another unbelievable word. He says, on page 19, he says, The arrow on page 19 on the left. He says, "Omnam miyaha golus kapara al shmitas haaretz." Right? You go into golus. That was the 70 years of golus. Could I get the shmitas they didn't keep? "Omnam miyaha golus kapara al shmitas haaretz." Zeinu noh b'chutz laaretz loyvol lavor aver kazu kein achrei klos avonam yigalo achose im shomim shabbos. In other words, you know, when you want to have kapara for shmitah, you go into golus. But golus, there's no shmitas noyer. So what do you do to be masakin your averus of shmitah when you're in chutz laaretz? Shmir Shabbos, because it's a form of a shabbos. Achose im shomim shabbos karoy. Lo nech shadu yisrael al shabbosos. Alo mchas v'shol mchalim shabbosos. Harei hu abizrayu d'shmitas haaretz. It's like you know, like we have a concept of Azrayu Avodah Zarah is not actually worshiping, or Azrayu to give our rayos. So he says like this that says he quotes here on page 20. He says, "What's the connection of the Golus and the Chil Shabbos?" He says, "Misayim on top left. Misayim al zet nu yomim keneged yomim." Whereas he quotes you the various makoros that they had extra chi of Golus. That was the whole question of how did, you know, about making the cheshbon of the years when Golus Bavel was supposed to end. And apparently, they had extra golos of 10 years. So what was the extra golos? I thought, say, v'chashov dover nifla. Ki cheshbon mechuva, the b'shivim shana, in those 70 years, chilalu shabbosos. So they were mechal Shabbos. So Shabbos comes out one out of 7 days. So in 70 years, if you're mechal Shabbos, then a seventh of the 70 years is what? Is what is 10 years? Yeah, Shabbos is Shviyas Hayomim. Okay, B'Shivim Shana. So when they were 7 years in Golos, only Yimei Hashabbos Asar Shana. So that's why they had Nigzar Leim Od Esesh Asar Shanim Golos Mishnas Shalosh L'Malchus Achav Shreirosh Ashnas Yud Gimel. Meaning Mishnas Yud Beis Haysal Gzeirah Shal Haman Shalos Kozru B'Tshuva. Of Od Hazman Hayum Chalim Shabbos Nitzah. And that's the reason for the extra yomim keneged yomim, and therefore the years that we were supposed to be misaken, the fact that we didn't keep shemitah, so that's the that we were supposed to be misaken in Aliyah Shmir Shabbos, and we missed. Missed out. That's why, because we were Mechal Shabbos. Those that the pasuk says in Nehemiah that they were Dorach Gitos b'Shabbos, and that's the remez. The Medrash says, "Bayamim ha'heim." That same lashon, "Bayamim ha'heim k'sheves hamelach achashveros," is the same words of Nehemiah. "Bayamim ha'heim arisim b'Yehuda Dorachim Gitos b'Shabbos" on page 16 and 17. They were doing all those type of things. So again, so what do we see over here? The idea of Shemitah. That Shemitah is the Iker Hashkacha, and if a person's Shomer Shemitah is Gematria Shim Samach Dalet, and that's the remnants to Yom Kippur, because the Shim Samach Dalet are the days that the Satan can with Hatri, and Yom Kippur they can't. Shemitah is the Shim Samach Dalet to show that Shemitah is the Zman that Lafuke the Shim Samach Dalet, so the whole year is like a Yom Kippur. And then we said after the Chet HaEgel, the Merkava, Gemara says, was diminished from a big shore to a little kruv, and the little kruv got together with the eras underneath in the Merkava Tachtona, and that was the gematria of kruv, and eras is Tav Lamed Vav, and shore is 503, so it was diminished by 70, to show that the Shemitah now, after the Chet HaEgel, is going to be there's going to be a rifyon in the Shemitah. Because once we had the Chet HaEgel, and we don't have that chizuk of Emunah, and that's why after the Chet HaEgel, Shemitah is only mentioned by Remez, Parshas Kisisa, Bachorishim Kotzer Tishbos, and after that. And then the other idea is once we're in Golos, so the only, and that's, we go into Golos because we didn't keep Shemitah, so what are we going to do? We can't keep Shemitah in Golos, so how are we going to misakin that? Holiday Shabbos. But if they didn't keep Shabbos in the Golos, that makes it even worse, and the Golos is going to be even longer. And that's by the Yomim Ha'im Kesheves HaMelech, and that's why we got all the Gezeiros of Purim, is because the same by Yomim Ha'im, and that's the idea, that it was a longer Golos. And then Rav Bikir, the Sefer Chaim Moshe, writes, and what's the Indian Shemitah Tzal Har Sinai? Because we know the, we say in the Haggadah, Yigu Kirvanu Lefnei Har Sinai, so what's the idea to be by Har Sinai and not have Matan Torah? So that's the idea that by Har Sinai you get a special Gilui Shechina. You get a special Yerushalayim. So and that's the, he says, the Mr. Shemitah of Har Sinai, he writes here on big page 26 at the bottom right, the Lahoros Lahem Yisrael Shav Shalibam. There are two levels of Yiras Hashem. There's Yiras HaOnesh, right? And there's Yiras HaRomimus. So Yiras HaOnesh, that's why we don't do Averus. Yiras HaRomimus, that's why we do mitzvahs to show our awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, by Har Sinai, we got that Yiras Shamayim, but we call Mokom Muta Aleim Nishmor Lekai Mitzvah Shemitah. Shagam Heim Atrasim Tom Kaddish Esodim Romul Korvel Boro. I die muto love the kind of Paul called Mitzvah Satorah, but Reda Kosov Dovers and Mitzvah Shmita, because Mitzvah Shmita is, we have the year of Hashem, that if we don't keep the Shmita, we're going to go into Golos. And Hashem is the owner. But still, there is another aspect, and that's to do the Mitzvah's essay. That's the mitzvah essay of the hektem of our divrei chazal. So misha yesh lo torah ve'emo yushamayim, etc. Vadu achay kitil torah v'nei so kai mitzvah torah v'maisa, because it's not enough to have the yiras onish. You need the yiras harobimus. And that's what Rabbi says on page 28. Vzei yivuar mashahutz from Bnei Yisrael kaim Torah mitzvahs ach la'achash in ismala yiras Hashem. Yiras hu shayolem v'Yisrael ba'omdum har Sinai ha'yirat tatoh. Oh, yiras ha'odish. Avorti ha'yiras al p'nechem v'uchti tehtoh. That's the busha, the Gemara says. She'ikar ha'yiras she'yelehem ha'yashalo yechtu. V'em zeh al yiras chayt. Vod is kaim yiras hu la'ach. Yiras ha'ocho v'chei hu suchi Yisrael Torah mitzvahs to that's why he said that just like Shemitah was Misinai, and we got a certain level of Yerushalayim of the Yerus Onesh, but so too all mitzvahs Nemru Misinai, because it's not enough to have the Yerus Achet, we also need the Yerus Aromus, and Shemitah was the Yerus Achet that we. You see that if you're not going to do mitzvah, if you're going to not keep the Shemitah, you're going to be thrown out. That's Yiras HaOnesh, but it's not enough. Just like Yiras HaChet was the Sinai, so to call the mitzvahs, all the other mitzvahs, Yiras HaRomos also is we Sinai. But this is the idea of Shemitah. The Shemitah teaches us Emunah. People think they're in control, right? They're asking questions. Manochal, Vashon HaShviz. You have Emunah. You have Emunah. And like the quote from the Nonamot's brother. And that's the, and then you're not poigim in the Merkava. And then, and the Shabbosos you keep are going to, you know, the Vilna Gaon says this. I heard Rav David Cohen sleep to say over once. The person says, what does it say? We say in Mabem Adlikin, Kechosel Aner, Kechosel Hashem, Kechosel Psin Chayev. Whereas a person says, I have oil, it's burning, and no one needs the room anymore. So why do I? Why should I? I'll blow it out. right? I'll save money. I'm going to sleep now, and it's going to use oil for no reason. So I want to save money. So what is the kichos? Chos. He has rachmanis on the wasted money. The answer is, anything you do to keep Shabbos is never going to be, you're always going to get back. Any money you pay, so it's a dimyum that you think that you're saving money by being Mechal Shabbos, or opening a store on Shabbos, or the same thing by Shemitah. It's all dimyonis, because anything we do to keep Shemitah, to keep Shabbos, to keep all these things, 100% will get repaid by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We'll leave this world without being repaid by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. People think they're in control. I have to keep the store open, and I have to violate this, I have to violate that, because I'm going to lose money. That money, as Rav Dov Cohen said, the Gros saying, you're going to lose that money. That's not going to have a key. So it's only a dimyum. You think you're saving money by blowing out the psila, by blowing out the shevet. Kichos. It's a dimyum. It's a dimyum. So those are the Yisodos and Amunah that we get from Shabbos and Shavuos. We're supposed to be Pesach and Shavuos by keeping Shabbos, and they blew it. So they had 70 years that they were in Golos. They didn't keep Shabbos, so an extra 10 years of Golos. Because that means every year, 10 years, seventh, every was the 10 years, Shabbos is 1/7 of Zman. So maybe 10 years that they were Mechal, 10 years of Chil Shabbos, that falls at 10 years extra of Golos, like the Gemara says. So Be'ez Hashem, we should mechazik ourselves, Parshas Bahar, the year of Shemitah, the year that the Chasam Sofer says, if we keep it, Kula Yom Kippur, with Shin Samach, Shemitah Communion, Shin Samach Dal. Be'ez Hashem, that should keep us Emunah many years to come. Siyata Nishmah. Okay, Shkor Rabosai, a good Shabbos to everybody, a good Log of Omer to everybody.
Shabbos.
Yeah, well, yeah, next week at the same time. Well, I'll let you know when we're going to have the June's Manshiur to continue. We'll let everyone know. Okay? But,
yeah. Good Shabbos.
Okay, call to the good Shabbos to everybody.
Sure.
Yeah, 1 second. Good Shabbos, Rav Katan.
Good Shabbos, sir.
Mayor. Levy. Good everyone. Bye.